宝性的地位。
And when man uses nature to glorify God, he is in the position of the intermediary.
这是人的尊贵。
And this is the honor of man.
We are created as the priest, as the prophet, and as the king, in order to interpret the nature, to use and to domain over the nature, and to give glory to God after we know His creation in the nature.
我们在应用这个自然的时候，我们是应用君王的职分，这个先知的职分跟这个、祭司的职分来荣耀上帝。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
所以就人在自然界，我们是在上面。
So we are in nature, but we are above nature。
那么事实是不如此的。
But is this the truth in real life?
原先的计划是这样。
This is the original plan.
总原则是这样。
This is the general principle.
我要问事实是不是这样。
But in truth, is this like this?
不是的。
It's not the case.
我们一方面要管理大自然。
On the one hand, we want to rule over nature.
一方面一只蚊子我们就没有办法处理它。
On the other hand, we cannot get rid of a mosquito.
一方面我们登不高山，一方面我们要到月亮去。
On the one hand, we want to climb the highest mountain and go to the moon.
另外一方面，你多厉害，有一天你吃错东西，肚子痛，死了，还是埋葬在泥土里面。
But no matter how good you are, one day you will die if you eat the wrong thing.
所以人到底是自然的主人呢，或是自然的奴仆呢？
So are we the master or slave of nature?
人到底是超越自然，或者给自然淹没掉呢？
Do we transcend nature or are we drowned out by it?
这是很有兴趣的题目。
This is an interesting topic.
因为你每天就在这样简单的地方中间团团转。
Because every single day this is real life for you.
你把一个孩子养大成人，给他读书读得很高，花了几十万美金，多少心血，他在美国读书，别的同学开枪，嘣，他就死掉了。
You may have brought up a child spending lots of money and effort to bring him up, but he could be killed simply by someone in the States.
所以你想他知道那么多有什么用？
What is the purpose of all this learning?
知道了那么多没有办法救他一命，因为别人知道，砰，他就死掉了。
He cannot save himself when somebody just fire a gun at him.
所以我们对自然是控制权利，或者是被控制权。
Do we control nature or are we controlled by nature?
是谁管谁呢？
Who is in control here?
是不是天使管理万界呢？
Is the angels controlling everything?
是不是君王管理一切呢？
Or are we ruled by kings?
有一些的王，一些的总统，让大家让他做总统几十年，到最后他死以前跟人家管都没有办法。
And some people are kings and presidents for their entire life, but before they die, they are under the control of other people.
苏哈多做总统32年。
苏哈多 was president for 32 years.
他打一个喷嚏，全国就伤风。
And when he just sneezed, the entire nation will catch a cold.
眼睛看哪里，别的地方就没有人注意。
Wherever he looked at, other people will look at the place.
大到一个地步。
He had great powers.
你们不知道的事情。
There are many things you do not know.
从65到68那几年。
From 65 to 68.
被认为是共产党就马上杀。
All those people are suspected to be communists.
所以内地的河每天都有尸体在漂流。
And in the rivers, every day there are bodies floating by.
他们单单在那两年里面
，within their 2 years,
因为被套上共产党员罪名被杀的人数，比越南28年战争死的人更多。
More people died than the entire Vietnam War in Indonesia.
后来没有人敢动了。
And nobody had to move him.
印尼是他一个人四个手指头掌管的。
And the entire Indonesia was under his control. Was this true?
现在他自己的命都不能保了。
But now he cannot even protect himself.
每天大学生一直跑到靠近他的房子的地方，要冲进去杀他。
Every day, all the university students will rush to his house to try to kill him and capture him.
既然法律不能行事。
And since the law cannot do anything,
the supremacy of law is no more.
There's no supremacy of law.
所以我们自己再用人间的权力来控制他，来管他，来处理他。
And so they want to overcome him to people power.
所以谁有真正管制的权柄？
Who truly rule over the world?
哪一个人真正有管辖某一个地区的力量呢？
Is there a person who can truly rule over some place?
圣经怎么讲呢？
What did the Bible say?
圣经在这里就提到一个从前的人没有注意到的事情。
Here the Bible mentions something that people ignore.
上帝不是交给天使去管。
God did not give the dominion to the angels.
交给人管。
But to men.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为创世纪这么讲。
Because this is mentioned in Genesis.
神自己创造这么讲的嘛。
And this is what God said at creation.
造人的时候就说要人管万有嘛。
When God created man, He wanted man to have dominion over all things. Not only this.
诗篇的作者大卫也这么讲。
The psalmist David said the same thing.
他是受圣灵感动印证出来的。
And he was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
是创造者自己宣布他造人的目的。
And the Creator Himself shows us the purpose of creating man.
被造者, 受圣灵感动, 讲出神造人的目的。
And David, the Creator, was inspired by the Holy Spirit to say the same thing.
但是你注意看, 这希伯来书第二章,
but if you look at chapter 2 carefully,
你发现应该是人管理万有对吗?
You will see that man should have dominion over all things.
好像没有耶,
but this doesn't seem to be the case.
好像从来还没有一个人管理万有耶。
It seems that not a single person
has done this.
Is this the will of God?
是,
yes.
如果这样,
who is this person?
那个人不是亚当,
this person is not Adam.
那个人不是你,
it's not you.
那个人不是我,
certainly not me.
那管理者又不是天使,
and the ruler is not the angels. Who is this person?
所以结果呢,整个思想就集中在曾经成为人的耶稣的身上。
And the entire thought is concentrated on Jesus Christ who was once man.
所以这个方法论是很特别的。
This is a very special method.
把这个总原则看到了。
When you see this general principle,
结果又看到罪玷污了我们,人性已经没有办法管理万有。
You will see that we have been stained by sin and we cannot rule over all things.
从来没有一个人真正做管制者。
Not a single person has truly been the ruler.
如果有一些管制的力量，不过是某些地区某一个时间性很短暂的一刻而已。
Sometimes there are some, it seems to have a ruler, but it's always temporal and also limited to a particular space.
这样就从头思想到那真正用人性管制万有的那个人是谁呢？
Here we need to ask ourselves, who is this person who can rule over all things through humanity?
伟大的君王都过去。
All great kings have passed away.
伟大的统治者都死。
All great rulers have died.
没有一个人真正统治万有。
Not a single person truly have dominion over all things.
上帝的话就落空了吗？
Does that mean that the word of God don't count?
圣经的启示有什么意思呢？
What is the purpose of this revelation then?
这一段圣经就要解决这个问题。
And this passage wants to solve this problem.
我们大家再读第五节。
Let us read verse 5 again.
我们所说将来的世界， 上帝原没有交给天使管辖。第六节，大家也同意。第六节，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你仅顾念他；世人算什么？你仅眷顾他。你赐他，叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵伟冠冕，并将你所造的都派他管理，叫万物 都附在他的脚下。所以这里他就找到了，在某处圣经有人指出来。
And here it tells us there's a place in the Bible somebody mentioning this.
为什么西番书的作者不马上说就是诗篇第二章？
Why don't he immediately say it's the second
song? 他要说有人在某处圣经，这样模模糊糊做什么呢？
Why is this so vague?
听说从前有一个人。
It's like saying last time there's a person.
我小的时候对人家说，老师讲故事，叔叔讲故事，他们讲故事一定从前有一个人。
Long time ago, when we listen to story, it always starts with long ago.
每一次故事一开始就从前有一个人。
It always starts by someone.
后来我就想， 为什么故事一定要从前有一个人？为什么不要说现在有三个人？
I always wonder why we won't start by saying now there's a person.
就是一个固定的方式。
This is a fixed formula.
这里说某人在圣经某一处提出来。
But here the Bible says someone has testified.
我们不需要怪他。
We don't have to blame him.
因为那时圣经是没有章没有节的。
Because at that time the Bible doesn't have verses yet.
不像我们现在有章有节。
It's not like the Bible today.
圣经章节什么时候开始的？
When did this chapter and verses start?
有一些的传说。
There are some.
其中有一个传说，有一个读经圣经的学者。
Some traditions say that there is a Bible scholar.
他骑马的时候一面读圣经。
He was riding the horse and reading the Bible.
读经读到马，他就说一节结束了。
And when a horse stopped, he would say that one verse.
所以每次马起步，他就一节一节就这样算下去。
And he keep counting the verses.
我也不一定要相信这句话。
I don't think this is believable.
现在的圣经是有章有节。
But what we have to remember that there's chapter and verses now.
那个希伯来书写这本书的时候，那时的圣经是没有章没有节的。
When the author of Hebrew wrote this verse, there is no chapter and no verses.
好像你们最新的 CD 有第一、第二、第三、第四、第五，从前的 LP 什么都没有。
And just like the latest CD has segregation of songs, but the LD doesn't have that.
就这样简单。
It's as simple as
that. 所以他所点出来的圣经，
and the Bible verse he mentioned,
一句都没有写错。
Was not wrong at all.
他是赢的圣经，
the Bible verse he used,
没有一个字引错，
word for word is true.
表示他是一个很严肃的圣经的学者。
It means that he is a very serious Bible scholar.
旧约圣经真的有这样提过。
Because this is to be found in the Old Testament.
我们现在找出来就是 这个诗篇第八篇。
We can find this in the eighth psalm.
人算什么？你竟顾念他。
Who is man that you may
take note of him? 世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
Who is man that you should care for him?
你叫他比天使微小一点。
You made him a little lower than the angels.
或者有别的这个古典的这个古卷说，你叫他比上帝微小一点。
And some ancient scripts say you make him lower than God.
但是你赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
But you crown him with glory and honor.
并且将你所造的都派他管理。
And put everything under his feet.
就万物都附在他的脚下。
So that all things is under his dominion.
现在这段圣经，我们直接打开这个诗篇第八篇。
We can turn to the eighth psalm.
诗篇第八篇的重要性。
And the importance of the eighth psalm
继创世纪第一章二十七、二十八节以后
comes from the fact that after Genesis chapter 1 verse 28
最清楚、最重要的对人性的描写了。
It is a passage that clearly describes humanity.
当一个人真正知道人性在宇宙中间的排列地位的时候
When a man understands the status of himself in the universe
一生就不容易做错事情了。
He will not make mistakes easily in his life.
特别是大方向的原则他不会错的。
Especially in the great directions in his life.
那么这个宇宙性的摆列从哪里来的呢？
Where did this order of the universe come from?
就是从第八章来。
It comes from the eighth psalm.
所以我们大家看第八章第四节。
Let us look at verse 4, Psalm 8.
我先读第三节，你们读第四节。
I will read verse 3, you read verse 4.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所成设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么？你竟顾念他，世人算什么？你竟眷顾他，你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田里的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡惊醒海盗的，都伏在他的脚下。有哪一个宗教提到这样的人论吗？
Which other faith has such expression of humanity?
有哪一个哲学家描写人在宇宙中间的地位这么清楚吗？
Which other philosophy can give us a clearer understanding of the position of man in the universe?
有哪一个文化可以告诉你人的身份是这么尊贵有
吗？ Which other culture can tell us that our status is of such great honor?
你从印度的奥义经
If you look at the Indian scripture
中国的四书五经
Or the various scripture in China.
希腊所有的正统古典的哲学的著作。
Or in Greek mythology and philosophy.
你都没有办法找到任何一段有关人的描述比这一段更宝贵、更尊崇的。
You can never find another more precious description of the humanity right here.
那在这里描写的宇宙地位是什么呢？
What is the position that man has in universe?
是从自救的时候看出与神的关系去描写出来。
It comes from a description of self-consciousness.
他说的，我看你指头所成就的月亮星宿。
It says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers.
这是idol relationship的一个描写。
It is a description in the idol relationship.
他在宇宙中间发现，他能间接的自我跟不能间接的创造者之间是有关系。
The psalmist sees a relationship between himself and the God that created invisible world.
是在上帝啊，你所造的世界里面，我这样了解的。
And he understands himself in the created world of God.
主啊，我是在你所造的世界里面活着的。
Lord, I am living in the world that you have created.
你把我造在你所造为我预备的万有中间，是要我觉得这些是你所造的。你是这些的创造者，而我与这些被造之间的事是有关系。
And you have created me in the world that you have created, so that I will understand the relationship that I will give glory to you.
我看你所造的天。
I consider your heavens.
凭你指头所成就的月亮星宿。
And the works of your fingers, the moons and the stars.
这个看了以后呢，不看不要紧。看了吓一跳。
When he see that he got a great shock.
为什么呢？
Why?
你看自己太小了。
And he realized that we are very small. And this
这么伟大。
Universe is vast.
我算什么？
I have nothing.
所以一个人看到大自然，应当马上有两个反应。
When a person look at nature, he ought to have two responses.
神的伟大。
The greatness of God.
己的渺小。
and the smallest of himself.
这个人就相当伟大。
And this person will be a great person.
如果你发现自己很伟大，你就很渺小了。
On the other hand, if you think you're a great person, then you're actually very small.
你看见自己很渺小，你就差不多伟大了。
But when you understand yourself to be trivial, you will be a great person.
那你怎么会做一个伟大的人呢？
How to be a great person?
除非你先承认神是最伟大的。
First, you must recognize that God is the greatest. The universe created by God.
这么高的天,
is such a high sky.
数不清的星宿,
so many stars.
这么伟大的大自然,
such a great nature.
变说,
it tells us.
这个变说是马上说啊,
that means you immediately say.
不是想了三天才不得不说,
it's not something that comes about after thinking.
马上反应,
it means immediately.
一个人对神的反应,
the reaction that the man has for God.
就显出他的身份是多高潮。
Will show us how great our status is.
上帝所造的万物，没有一种能够对神有所反应的。
Because of all things that created by God, not a single being other than man can respond to God.
不但不能对神有反应,
not only will the other created beings not have response.
照镜子明白里面的就是我这种反应的，也不大容易。
They can't even understand that in the mirror they are looking at themselves. In the circus, if you want to train a monkey to look at the mirror, you have to train for a long time. If you bring a cat in front of a mirror, the fellow will smell the mirror and then walk away. The cat probably can see an image, but then because it cannot smell anything, it just walks away.
自我形象的反应都不能的。
It cannot even reflect on its own image.
怎么又反应神呢？
How can it reflect on God?
存在哲学里面有一句话,
so in existentialism it says,
我们有自我存在，又有对我存在。
We are existing ourselves, there's also an external understanding of our existence.
人是唯一能把自己分开来，把自己用主观当作客观，用客观来看主观，自我主客分开来自己批判的，就是人。
And human being is the only one that can separate itself and look at itself objectively.
有时候你睡觉的时候,
sometimes when you're sleeping,
眼睛闭住,
when your eyes are closed,
你就自己跑出你自己外面，对自己说你不要这样了。
You can come out of yourself and talk to yourself.
刚才那样做不对的,
and you are wrong.
你以后不要这样了,
in the future, don't do that.
自己对自己好好, 我要听你的话,
and then you respond to yourself.
我听你的话, 你对我讲话, 这个都是我嘛,
but it's the same person.
所以对我存在, 自我存在, 自我分开, 主客分开, 这种反应的可能性, 人才有的。
Only human being has the ability to look at himself objectively.
所以人绝对没有绝对的自我存在。
So there is no absolute self-existence.
连自我的存在都不在绝对的范围里。
Even your self-existence is not within the realm of absolute. Certainly our relationship between us and God is not absolute. But absolutely we need the relationship between us and God. And this relationship is not an absolute relationship. It means that I do not exist by myself. My existence is only makes sense when there is a God in relation to us. There is a relationship between us and God. There is a relative existence. There is a possibility of communication. So we can respond to God. To what extent can we respond to God? And this determines the direction of your life. Some people look at a great work of art, a great oil painting.
He
almost will faint.
这么伟大?
How can this be so great?
旁边的人走走走走,
the person at the side will say, just get out.
世界上图画那么多,
there are so many paintings.
They
say you are quite silly.
你不懂得这个好图画,
you don't understand the art.
图画都是一样的吗?
The other person said, all art is the same.
你有这样的经验呢?
You have experience.
可能你就讲过这样的话,
maybe you have a person who said things like that. 是一样的吗？ All music is the same.
我把个大音乐家带到洛杉矶去弹琴。
I will bring a great pianist to Los Angeles.
弹琴了，有个人对我说，
After that,
下一次不必带这样的人来啦。
Someone say, the next time don't bother.
反正钢琴都是这种声音嘛。
All piano sounds the same.
哪里这样的声音？ 每一架琴都不一样,
every piano actually is different.
每一架 Steinway 的声音都不一样,
every Steinway is different.
如果你不懂, just stand away.
If you don't know, then you just stand away.
你就觉得不懂货, 对不对?
That means you don't understand.
你看见神所造的,
when you look at the creation of God,
你有没有回应?
Do you have a response?
诗人说什么呢?
The psalmist says,
看你所造的天,
when I consider your heavens,
又看你所枝头橙色的月亮星,
and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars,
这句话就很伟大了。
This word itself is great.
看出, 被造界后面有创造者。
Because he understands that behind nature is the creator.
那个创造者不是一个他，是一个你。
And the creator is not a it but a you.
这个就在Martin Buber 以前3000年就发现了位跟自的相对关系。
And the relationship between us and God is already discovered here way before Martin Buber, the theologian.
Martin Buber 是20世纪初期犹太希伯来大学一个最著名的教授。
And Martin Buber is the most famous professor in the Hebrew University.
他的一本书很薄，名字叫 I and Thou， 震动了整个哲学界。
He wrote a very thin book entitled I and Thou.
以后就把二十世纪带到一个 personal interpersonal relationship 的研讨的一个世界。
And he helped us understand this interpersonal relationship.
这件事攻击了整个基督教的新派神学。
And this attacked the liberal theology in Christianity.
因为这些自命清高，以为是高级知识分子的新派神学，不过把神当作一个讨论的题目来看待。
Because liberal theologians treat God as a subject for studying.
所以齐克果怎么讲？
So Kierkegaard said,
你不把上帝当作你敬拜交通的对象，是把它当作研讨的题目，你就是站在侮辱他。
You are insulting God when you treat God as a subject for studying and not a relationship.
God is not the topic of discussion.
上帝不是我们讨论的结果。
God is an object of worship.
上帝是我们崇拜的对象。
当你与神产生位格地之间的关系的时候。
So when you have a relationship between the status.
你不是神这个东西。
It is not that God is
this thing.
Or this matter of God.
神这种神明。
Or this type of God.
他算什么？
Who is he? No.
你会说上帝啊，你我我你。
You will say God, you and me, I and thou.
敬虔的中间。
And you will be in holiness.
在归根记的相关的这一个交际中间。
You will have this relationship with God.
有了生命交流的经验。
And there is this experience of the exchange of life.
耶和华是我的牧者。
And that's why you say the Lord is my shepherd.
你从前说他是我，他卧在青草地上。
In the past, you say he helped me lie out on green
pastures.
And by his own name, he helped me walk in the path of righteousness. You turn it around. And you say your staff and your rod comfort me. You are with me.
就是 Martin Buber 以前三千年了。
This came about 3,000 years before Martin Buber.
从我他变成我你，经过什么呢？
What is the process that came about?
只有一个条件。
There is only one thing that you need to know.
经过死荫的幽谷。
You must pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
今天上帝和你的关系还是一个他，因为你从来没有经过死荫的幽谷。
Today your relationship between you and God probably God is a him because you have not experienced the valley of the shadow of death.
经历了死荫幽谷的经验的时候。
When you experience the valley of the shadow of death,
他的同在。
The existence of God.
救的
Will be real.
就在你身边。
He's right beside you.
你与他的关系就是我与你，你与我，你的杖，你的竿都安慰我，你与我同在。
The relationship between you and God will be one which you say God is you. You are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me.
这是为什么诗篇是超过了许多世上文学的演绎。
This is why the Psalms is far above all worldly literature.
为什么中国有李白、杜甫、白居易、王维许多伟大的诗人？中国文学在世界不是第一流的。
Why is it that the Chinese have all great literature and great poets, but this is not the first class literature in the world?
我们有气魄万千描写江山的词句。
We have a lot of poems that describe the great nature and mountains and rivers.
我们的关系是我与自然相横线的关系。没有那这些神与我相交的位格际关系的那个。
But in our cultural understanding, our relationship is a horizontal one with nature, not a vertical one between us and God.
我看你所造的天。
I look at the heavens that you created.
并你指头所陈设的月亮星。
And the works of your fingers, the moons and the stars.
透过受造界，已经觉悟到创造者与我的关系。
Through observing created world, I already know the relationship between me and the Creator.
便说,
and so I say,
马上回应,
immediately I responded,
对神回应,
to respond to God.
就回应的时候, 马上认识自己到一个地步,
this person understood himself immediately.
在神面前, 自己知道自己算不了什么,
that in front of God, he knows that he's nothing.
我说什么?
And what he said,
人算什么?
What is man?
世人算什么?
That you are mindful of him.
我们也常常讲这一类的话，但是不是这一句。
Sometimes we say things like that, but not this.
我们讲什么？你知道？
What would we say?
他算什么？
That he is nothing.
他 他算什么
？He is nothing。
人家对你说某某人多厉害，他算什么
？We all come. Somebody will tell you that this person is great. And you say, he is nothing.
你从他算什么
？If you move from saying he is nothing,
傲慢
，that kind of arrogance，
变成了你算什么
？To you are nothing。
你妒忌
，that kind of jealousy，
从傲慢。
From arrogance
变成妒忌
，to become jealousy，
然后说你什么，我以为什么，变成炫目
，and then become envy，
到最后我算什么，谦卑，那你就越来越像样。
In the end, you have humility and say, I am nothing. Then you are moving the right direction.
你回去写一篇文章，他算什么，你算什么，我算什么。
You can go back and write an essay on this.
当你转到我算什么的时候
，When you're able to turn all the way back to I am nothing.
我算什么
？I am nothing.
你很好，没有我算什么
？And people say you're great, you say I'm nothing.
不是口头禅的。
Of course, it's not something you just say.
空头的谦虚话。
And it's not an empty words of humility.
真的，我算什么
？If you truly understand your own nothingness,
那你就了不起。
Then you will be great.
但什么时候我们才能达到自己问自己我算什么
？But when will you reach that stage？
你要从与神相交的关系才会找到。
You must start with your relationship between you and God.
从前这一个有一个人，人家告诉他某某街有个美男子。
In the past, there's a person who hear that there's a handsome person in a certain street.
他说我就很美了，还有什么美男子
？He said, I'm already very handsome. Surely there's no other.
猜都不猜。
I won't go.
人家对他是啊，一个美男子。
And someone say, yeah, there is a very handsome person there.
我一定要去看看。
And he say, oh, well, I got to go there and take a look.
到底我这么美，还有比我更美的
？I'm already so handsome. How can there be a better person?
他自己去看的时候。
When he went there himself,
那个人不在。
That person was not there.
等了半时。
And he waited.
还没回来。
And the person did not come back. And he went.
第二天再去。
Second day he went again.
听说在。
And he looked at this.
但是不要出来。
There, but he didn't come out of the house.
请他出来又不好意思。
It's not nice to ask him to come out.
有一天终于看到。
Finally he saw the person.
走出来的时候。
When the person came out of the
house. 一看的时候。
When he looked at him.
哇，马上心中佩服的不得，怎么有这么美的男子
？And straight away he realized that this is indeed a very handsome person.
就说我算什么
？After he looked at the mirror, he said, "I'm nothing."
就是
这意思。This is what it means.
我们今天不能说我算什么。
We can't say I'm nothing.
因为我们还没有看见 God is everything.
When we do not see that God is everything, we will never say I'm nothing.
When you realize God is everything, you start to know that you are nothing.
当你相信上帝是所有的东西，所有的权柄都在上帝手上，你就知道我算什么。
但是诗人又不是说我算什么。
But this is not what the psalmist says.
他竟然说人算什么
？He says man is nothing.
这个口气又谦卑又骄傲。
This is both humble and arrogant at the same time.
竟然代替全世界说人算什么
？He represents the whole world to say that man is nothing.
别人说如果你要讲，你就讲自己好了。
Other people will say just think of yourself.
怎么把全世界挂在你的管屋里面去？人算什么
？What do you say man is？
他代表人类对上帝说：“世界上的人算什么？为什么你要顾念他
？”He represented man and said to God, "What is man that you should care for him?"
这里的顾念什么顾念
？What does this care mean?
这里的顾念当然不是指物质的顾念而已。
Of course, this does not refer only to materialistic care.
因为他接下去没有说你给他吃，你给他穿，没有嘛
？Because he didn't talk about material things after that.
你给他荣耀尊贵就冠冕。
But you crown him with glory and honor.
所以这一节圣经应当是成了人性尊严最重要的基础。
This should be the most important foundation for the honor of man.
当全世界都在讲人权的时候
，When the entire world is talking about human rights,
我们应当回到圣经讲人的尊贵荣耀的内容到底是什么
？We want to go back to the Bible to understand the contents of the glory and honor of man.
人是荣耀的
，We are glorious.
人是尊贵的
，We are with honor.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他。竟然把这个大自然放在脚下，从头评论。
Because we are able to put nature upon our feet to judge it.
我看你所造的。
I look at what you have created.
在上面。
Up there.
那么高。
It is so high.
接下去说，有了荣耀尊贵的冠冕，你叫万有都叫我用脚下让我去管理它，变成这么低。
But all these great things up there is put under his feet.
哦，这个叫做 self-estimate。
This is a self-estimation.
自我衡量
He estimating
himself. 自我估计
And judging himself.
这是人类心理学最大的问题
This is the biggest problem in human psychology.
一个人自估太高
When you overestimate yourself.
最高的时候会杀人
And you may kill other people at the height.
自估太低
But when you underestimate yourself.
最低的时候会自杀
You may kill yourself.
一个人自己与别人相估差不多差不多的时候
When we have the same estimation between the self and others.
如果你不肯追求这一样的，大家都是罪人，就不悔改。
And you say that everyone is the same, so you won't be dynamic.
你相顾的时候一样的，都是神的恩典，我们都应当追求，你就长进了。
And when in relationship you say that this is a common grace of God, you will strive for it.
Self-evaluation.
So that's self-evaluation.
是很基本性的这个心理学的基础。
It's a very important foundation in psychology.
这个题目圣经也有讲。
And this is also mentioned in the Bible.
现在我们不提了，免得越讲越多就离题了。
We don't want to digress.
那么在这里找到什么呢？ 我们找到我们刚才要答的答案。
Here we see the answer that we were seeking for.
找到宇宙地位。
That means our position in the universe.
人在哪里？
Where is man?
你知道20世纪快要结束了。
The 20th century will end soon.
你说几个月前结束？我说没有。
You say it's already ended.
再过几个月才结束。
But it will actually end a few months later.
延长你寿命9个月。
So you have a longer life.
20世纪快要结束了。
When the 20th century will end.
人类最大的失败是什么？
What is the greatest failure of man?
还没有找到人在宇宙中间的地位到底是什么？
The greatest failure is that we have not understood our position in the universe.
你不可能找到吗？
Is it possible to find? Yes.
在哪里找到？
Where?
在神的启示中间找。
In the revelation of God we can find.
那么在哪里有神的启示这件事呢？
Where is the revelation to be found?
就是诗篇第八篇。
And that is in
its Psalm. 第八篇这篇启示什么呢？
What kind of revelation do we have here?
人在神之下，人在物之上。
The revelation is that we are under God but above material.
大家说一二三， 人在神之下， 人在物之上， 人比物更高， 神比人更高。 大家说，
man is higher than material and God is higher than man.
人比物更高， 神比人更高。 那这几件事你搞清楚，你一生就不会走很多糊涂冤枉路。
When you understand this relationship carefully in your life, you will not make many big mistakes.
神比人更高。
God is higher than man.
人比物更高。
And man is higher than material things.
追求高的时候，神是我的目标，物质不应当是我追求的目标。你明白吗？
When I seek after things that are higher, God will be what I'm seeking after, but not things.
但是有一些人敬拜上帝，上帝，上帝给我发财，他是利用上帝去发财，所以他的真神是物。 他的利被利用者是神，你懂吗？
Some people pray to God so that they will be prosperous. So actually their object of worship is the things that is below him.
他祷告多恳切，越多越恳切就越离开上帝。
The more sincere he prays in this direction, the more he will depart from God.
这个是宗教最大的讽刺的矛盾。
And this is the greatest irony in religion.
所以人要真正的智慧，就要回到圣经的宇宙地位的启示里面。
For true wisdom, we need to return to the Bible, the true revelation of God.
当你看的时候,
when you look at the sky,
天很高吗?
You look at the 不是, high sky.
天不过是被造的,
the sky is only something that has been created.
你造的天,
it is created by the Creator.
你成成的月亮星宿,
you created it with your fingers.
天多高我也不怕,
it doesn't matter how high the sky is, I'm not
afraid.
Because it is created. No matter how high it may be, it is under my feet.
所以只有人能查出太阳离开地球多远，太阳从来不知道它跟我离开多远。
Only man can understand how far the sun is from man. The sun itself will not have such consciousness.
你多高都是比我低的。
It doesn't matter how high you are, you're still lower than me.
我在宇宙中地位是这样。
And this is the status I have in the universe.
你多高都是神所造的。
No matter how high you are, you have been created by God.
神是比宇宙更高的。
God is higher than the universe.
狮子老多凶都是我所管理的。
It doesn't matter how fierce the lions and the tigers are.
我的刀不像你利。
I have dominion over them.
我的牙不像你针尖。
Although my claws and my teeth is not as sharp,
我的身体不像你转,
I'm not as strong as the animals.
但上帝造你是让我来管理的，我不是给你管。
But God has created all these animals for me to have dominion over.
人就应当找到宇宙身份。
And so we can find our status in the universe.
人要管理万物。
We will have dominion over all things.
有一次我看中国大师团,
once I was looking at the Chinese circus,
哇，那个演狮子的,
and the lion show,
演得破得不得了。
Was very nice.
两只狮子在那边。
Or the two lions were dancing.
演到一半，我注意到一半，突然间我的神学思想开始作用了。
And suddenly I start to think about theological things.
怎么人变成狮子？
How can a human being be lions?
外国的马戏团人驯狮，中国人是人变成狮。
In a foreign circus, the lion is tamed by man, but in a Chinese circus, the lion is acted out by man.
开始 theologize.
I start to think about
infrastructure.
What's the problem with Chinese culture?
演狮演得越像就越厉害。
We think that the more we are like a lion, the better we are.
看见狮子来就逃掉。
But when we see a real lion, we run away.
为什么外国人要把狮子拿来训练？
But why,
练他，管他，训他。
Why is it that in the West they try to tame the real lion?
现在的 postmodern 时代。
And this is a postmodern age.
越来越多动物呢被训练到 像人一样可以点电影点得很好。
There are many animals that have been trained to act like human beings.
什么狗会回家的，会讨论的。
Like the dog can talk to each other.
还有什么猫啦、猪啦都会有智慧的。
All the cats and
怎么样训练的？在中国的猪就是拿来杀牛鞭的用处。
In China, pigs are to be slaughtered.
在 Hollywood, 狗猫都可以拿来演戏的。
But in Hollywood, the pigs, the cats, the dog can all act.
那个猪还不知道，他们借助他演的戏赚了多少钱。
The pigs, of course, don't know how much money they have been made.
如果他说我要猪税，
If he knows that he wants to have a cut,
版税
he wants a royalty.
那 Hollywood 的老板就不容易发财。
And it will be hard for the Hollywood people.
何况一次电影几百只动物都出来，每个都要版税，怎么办呢？
So if all the animals want their right, then they have a problem.
那你看你。东方文化西方文化在哪里
So you see a difference in the two cultures.
西方文化受圣经的影响
The Western culture has been influenced by the Bible.
人管理万物
The man has dominion over all things.
东方文化呢
In the Eastern culture,
人表演万物
We are part of the animals.
朗塞朗莲
We are doing lion dancing.
不同的地方在这里
This is the difference.
这个圣经的启示对文化的影响
The revelation of the Bible has great influence over culture.
万物都在你脚下上
All things are under your feet.
万物都受你的管理
All things are under your dominion.
人有什么权柄呢
What kind of authority do we have?
不是物质。
It doesn't come from the material.
是心灵的。
It comes from our heart.
所以人的智慧。
So our wisdom.
人对真理的了解。
Our understanding of the truth.
人对宇宙身份定位的肯定。
Our affirmation of our status in the universe.
使我们产生宇宙的一种自尊的心理。
Give us a sense of pride.
这种自尊的心理
This sense of pride.
这种荣耀的表达
This glorious expression.
我们是被造有荣耀、尊贵、伟冠冕的活物
Came about because we are created beings that are crowned with glory and honor.
那么到底谁达到这一点呢
Who can reach such a stage?
没有一个人
Not a single person.
所以圣经下面就讲一句话
So the Bible carry on.
我又看见耶稣基督暂时比天使微笑脸
By saying that Jesus Christ is slightly lower than the angels for a time being.
是他管理的万物。
He is, has dominion over all things.
下个礼拜我要专讲耶稣怎样暂时比天使微小一点。
And next week I want to concentrate on how Jesus was made a little lower than the angels.
现在我们回到希伯来书第二章。
Let us return back to Hebrews chapter 2.
大家一同看希伯来书第二章。我读第八节，你们就读第九节。
I will read verse 8, you read verse 9.
第七到第八我读你叫他比天使微小一点赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕并将你手所造的都派他管理叫万物都伏在他的脚下既叫万物都服他就没有剩下一样不服他的只是如今我们还不见万物都服他第九节唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣因为受死的活就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕叫他因着上帝的恩为人人赏了死位那我如果讲完这一节就更预备我们的心就预备来迎接这个受难节了
And if I manage to finish this verse we will be more prepared to receive the
我们的时间不许可
But we don't have enough time
所以我们下个礼拜会讲只见耶稣基督一个人曾经比天使微小一点而且叫万物都服他这个
And next week we'll concentrate on Jesus was made a little lower than the angels the only person who had true dominion over all things
希伯来书伟大不伟大
Is this a great book
里面的真理伟大不伟大
Such great truth in the book
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
如果我们每天这样查经
If we study the word this way
每天这样研究
Every single day we research this way
那我们做人做得多么有意义呢
Then we will have true meaning
对不对今天有很多人只盼望银行里面的钱越来越多就叫做意义
Nowadays, people only want more and more money in the bank.
其实他只多几个零就是了。
But you only have a few zeros.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
有生之年。
So that in our lifetime,
越多明白神的道。
We can understand His word.
越多享受神的真理。
To enjoy His truth.
那么下个礼拜。
Next week.
我们谈到人类所没有达到的。
We want to talk about what man has missed.
基督达到荣耀尊贵。
But Christ has reached glory and honor.
但是他的荣耀尊贵是借着羞辱，借着痛苦去达到。
But his glory and honor came about because he suffered tribulation.
带回神一切旨意的总原则里面去思想。
And then we will think about the overall principle that God has in His view.
今天我们就讲到这里。
And we will stop here.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.